Former British Foreign Minister Jack Straw, who is heading a four-man parliamentary delegation during his visit to Tehran, held a press conference in the Iranian capital. The British delegation arrived in Tehran on Tuesday on a three-day visit. British official at this event talked about the history of the two countries.
Going to the period of the Shah, the coup d'etat in 1953, the occupation by the Soviet Union in the United Kingdom between 1941 and 1946, going right back to the tobacco boycott, the role of the United Kingdom at times here in Iran has been one of interference.
He stated that this is a very important time in relation between Iran and the West.
We want to see improved relations. We are not involved directly in the negotiations, but I have to say that the British Foreign Secretary, William Hague, was very positive about the outcome of Geneva. So this is a very important period in relations between Iran and the United Kingdom, as well as Iran and the West.
Jack Straw added that, in his opinion, Iran should enjoy its right to enrich uranium under the Non-Proliferation Treaty, NPT. In addition, he stated that the sanctions imposed by the West against Iran are hurting both Iran and the West. The Iranian head of Iran-UK parliamentary friendship thinks the trip was positive.
The Zionists are lobbying to instigate the British government against Iran and in various international organizations. I believe that the trip was positive and that the British delegates here will have an effective role in countering what Zionists are trying to accomplish through their lobbies.
Iran and Britain agreed in October last year to appoint non-resident Chargé d'Affaires as a first step towards reopening their respective embassies. British government was directly involved and orchestrated the coup d'etat against then-Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh in the 1950s. Due to such acts, Iranian people have developed a negative image towards British government. It remains to be seen what steps, if any, British government is going to take to change that image in the future. Arash Khalatpari, Press TV, Tehran.